Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Condon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato, just shy of having food in my mouth. What's up, Kimmy? How are you?
When you put it in your mouth, it looked like the size of a peanut. So I waited like at least 5 seconds and I was like, oh, we're good.
It was like five peanuts and some chocolate.
Oh, okay.
It was a good chew.
I'm sorry.
I swear, I put a handful of nuts in my mouth and Kim started the show.
She did say, take a quick bite. But I thought it was like, from my point of view, I swear it looked like one little half of, you know, when the peanut splits in half and it's only the half of it.
I do. They split in half so easily.
Oh, easily. Those things.
You ever notice that? You ever notice the bananas split in thirds?
No.
You could split a banana straight down the middle into thirds. It's like a peace sign in the center of a banana. Next time you're in a banana, check it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I love when my fruit splits. I do. I'm passionate about it almost.
Yeah, you're a fruit eater. Speaking of fruit eaters, are you up on
Allison
Fern Snark Reddit?
Same motherfucking time. Yes.
I feel like this is something worthy of talking about on the show.
I think this is great because I love talking about Allison Fern. Okay, so if you guys don't know, Alice and Fern are a mother-son duo on TikTok. Alice is I think she's in her mid-20s or something. Maybe
she's young. She's like 25, 24, something like that.
Or 25. And she has a little baby named Fern, and she's a frugivore, which means they only eat fruit and nuts and like things like that, right?
Right. And she gained like a lot of popularity on TikTok for being like, quote unquote, crunchy. Like they're like crunchy mom status, crunchy mom ideal. I want to be crunchy like you. Like she's inspiring women to live this lifestyle.
If you don't know what crunchy is just like barefoot. Crunchy came from the word granola, which is like what they eat. And then I think that's where crunchy came from.
That makes sense. I was wondering where it came from and I was wondering what it actually means. Cause to me it means like barefoot, like free bleeding, like dirt under your fingernails, like not using soap, like not using deodorant, that kind of shit. It's kind of gross. Crunchy is gross.
Yeah. That's crunchy is actually the sound of their bed sheets at night.
Yes. Which actually reminds me of the video that I saw of hers that triggered me the most of all time was her coming in from outside barefoot, getting directly into her bed and rubbing her feet against the sheets. She's a white girl. Hold on. I was about to say her ugly black feet. Like,
well, when you said she rubbed her dirty feet in the bed, I don't think anybody was like, that sounds like a black woman.
No, because that's true. That's the exact opposite of a black woman. I feel like the whiter you are, the dirtier of a person you, and the darker your skin is, the cleaner and more moisturized you are. That's just truly how I feel.
You said it, not me.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the reality of the world. That's why white people age like fucking raisins.
Because they're dirtier.
We're disgusting. Yeah. It's so because
actually folding up so it can hold the dirt on harder.
It's holding dirt in. We don't moisturize as a whole thing. But anyway, so back to Allison Fern. So she's gaining this following. I saw her for the first time like 2 years ago and immediately something rubbed me the wrong way. Yes. I was like, I don't like this girl. She's judgy. I think that was a big part of what I didn't like about her content is that she's extremely judgy about people who aren't living her insane lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But she's really, really defensive if anybody tries to criticize her.
Well, the problem with her is that there are some crunchy moms, but the reason why she's so popular is because people think that she's taking it way too far to now where it's borderline child abuse. Like, I think her kid's almost two now, and she says that she refuses to give him water. Babies shouldn't ever have water.
She says that he refuses to drink water. Yeah. So she gives him coconut water and juice all the time. But she's really stuck on him only eating fruit. Like she's a frugivore. She wants her son to be a frugivore. So now he's 2 years old, and you see all these like videos come out comparing the way that he walks to other 2 year olds. And he's like wildly bow legged and unsteady on his feet. And it very much looks like he has rickets.
What's rickets? Can we see what ricket is, G Mike? Can we pull up what rickets is?
So I think, I'm not sure, but my scientist, Alex, Dr. Alexandra, is going to take a guess. I think rickets is when it's like a disease caused by malnourishment that makes your bones not grow properly. So I think it makes your bones kind of brittle and weak.
So because she's not giving him food, he's developing a disease.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Allegedly.
Rickets. Can we see an image of rickets? Disease caused by vitamin D deficiency.
A softening and weakening of the bones in children, usually due to inadequate vitamin D.
Oh, that is.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Yes.
So, I mean, and, you know, she's a young mom, which like, you know, people can make mistakes. Some people are just fucking stupid. Like, I'm not going to fault you for being stupid. But once your kid starts like showing symptoms of like developing wrong, you got to maybe consider that the hundreds of thousands of people in your comments saying you can't just feed him fruit might be right. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's shocking.
He doesn't take any vitamins. He has probably so little protein. Also, from what I've picked up on her thing, she seems to have a little bit of like an eating disorder, obviously.
Yes, for sure. But she also has a bit of like a God complex in that she's like, I never have to look anything up. I just already know what's right. So mm-hmm. like there was a big scandal because she has all these pets in the house, which we could get into in a minute, but specifically the
floor.
Yeah. But specifically the bunny rabbit, who she posted a TikTok of her really excited that she had this like fucking rotten avocado in the fridge. And she was really happy because she was like, well, now it's something that the bunny could eat. And she fed it to the bunny, and we've never seen a video of the bunny again. And the bunny is presumed to be dead because avocados are like horribly poisoning to bunnies. And this is all public, but she insists that she didn't kill the bunny and that the bunny was fine. It eats avocados all the time. It's still alive. All that shit. So there's like an animal abuse spin on this as well.
This is fun. Do we have any Alice videos? Alice and Fern, maybe a TikTok of hers. She's a real kook. Let's see. Hold on. I'll send you something, Gene Mike. Mm-hmm. She's also like posted that she like randomly will start posting in her car for weeks at a time. I don't know if you've noticed this. And she'll say that she's traveling cross country with her son. But then like one day she posted that her husband was abusing both of them and then put it down and it disappeared. So that's like another element to it.
So many people saw this post, dude, that she was saying how sometimes her husband loses control and threatens to hurt the baby.
Yeah.
And then she's in her car for weeks at a time, but she's insisting that that's not the case. Everything's fine between her and her husband. They're saving up for this. They have a house and it's been under construction for like 6 months, and everybody's assuming that they just don't have any money for it. I don't know. I'm really deep in on this. Also, the big issue with the rickets is that she won't take the child to the doctor because doctors are evil. because she was in a car accident when she, so when she was 19, during her first pregnancy, she was pregnant with a girl, and really like late on in the pregnancy, she was in this car accident and rushed to the hospital where they gave her an emergency C-section and the baby did not make it. And because of this trauma, she's like really against doctors, hospitals, medical, the medical practice, like the medical industry in general.
She claims that the reason the baby died is because the doctors gave her a vitamin K shot without her permission, or that she was coerced into signing something she didn't understand because she was young and just had been in a car accident. But what I'm assuming happened is the baby died during the car accident and she wants to blame someone.
Right.
It's traumatic.
So now another major factor in this, wow, I didn't even realize how juicy this whole story was until I started talking about it. Another major factor in all of this is that she's pregnant again, or at least she thinks she is. And the whole world at this point believes it to be true. But she has not taken a pregnancy test, not been to one doctor, mm-hmm. doesn't plan to have doctors present at the delivery. She just wants a completely natural birth. Include like she's claims that pregnancy tests are not vegan, so she wouldn't take one. She just waited until she was showing.
Okay, so I'm going to send one to G Mike. She's actually unhinged.
Then there's the cats.
The cats are a huge problem.
The cats, and listen, I like having cats. I think having cats is great. And having cats, what's great about it is that they're the fucking easiest animal to take care of in the world. All you need is food and litter. But apparently cat litter is also not vegan. So she doesn't provide her cats with litter. So instead, they just shit. She has litter boxes with no litter in them. She wonders why they don't use the boxes. And instead, she just lets them walk around and shit all over like the living room carpet. Mm-hmm. So part of her daily routine is to wake up and pick up the shit and then smear it into the floor with water. Because remember, she doesn't use any chemicals of any sort. So there's no like cleaning product. So she actually takes a water bottle and pours water on the carpet into the fucking shit and just smears it. And I just like to imagine like what that place is going to look like when you rip those carpets up when she leaves. It's just like
it fucking stinks in her place.
And this woman
also has videos where like the baby, like she's like husking a coconut, but like all the shavings are in the carpet. Like she like basically like if you were to take a cutting board onto your carpet and start seasoning food.
Oh yeah. No, she, there's a video. I think it's pretty much all in one shot. Where you watch her clean up cat shit from a carpet and then you immediately watch her feed Fern food off of that carpet. Like she thinks that, her baby's eating off the floor is like good for his immune system.
She's like,
it's so crazy, dude. And the way that
the baby's so cute. Fern is the cutest.
The baby's the cutest.
He's
adorable.
Cute. He's so cute. But yeah, he definitely has rickets. He definitely needs to eat more. She needs to go to counseling. Fern and Alice, wild journey, if you guys.
But you know what? I need to go to counseling because what upsets me the most about this whole story is how this is truly like a real person's life. Like this is a real woman out there mm-hmm. who's obviously struggling really badly. And the whole world is telling her that she's fucking up her entire life. Like you're going to go to jail if you don't take your baby to the doctor soon, that kind of shit.
Right.
And she's not listening to it. And I am finding it entertaining.
Yeah.
I keep checking into the Reddit. I cannot wait for her to have her baby.
Listen, the second she starts feeding Fern the right way, I'm out. I will say that right now. The second Fern starts getting the nutrition he deserves, I am gone.
Once his bones strengthen, I'm unfollowing her, bro.
I see that boy. He's not wobbling when he walks. I am not giving them a crumb of a like.
There's something really sick about it, though. Like, I'm really, like, here for the train wreck, and it's like something that you would be, it would be like such a dramatic thing to watch in a movie or something like that. But knowing that it's real life, I do feel guilty about how much I'm enjoying watching her life I mean, watching people criticize her, I guess. I don't know what it is. It's fucked up. I'm a bad person.
No, no, you're not a bad person, because like, that's why she's popular though. Everyone's so invested in it.
I guess so. For a while I thought she was kind of doing a character or a bit, but there's no way at this point.
No, no, no. One time she even posted that Fern's dad got mad and slapped Fern in the stomach and then deleted it. So I think
she's unhinged, because in reality, like,
starved and beat.
It's like, you would think, I don't know. You would think that there would just be some things that you don't share on the internet when you have that kind of following. Like, if you're thinking of staying with this guy who's abusing your kids, you would maybe not post about the abuse. Like, it's just pick a lane, lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird to come out and be like, I was abused. No, I wasn't. But it's happening, but it's not.
I know.
It's like, if you're going to do all that, feed the baby. I don't know what to say. Just feed the kid.
Just give them a... Someone said, if Fern had a sip of Sprite, he'd evaporate. There's like a whole bunch of duets too on TikTok of like them sneaking food over to Fern while he's walking towards the camera. It's like fucked up.
Imagine what an Oreo cookie would taste like to him.
Dude, he would seize. It's fucked up, because you used to not, we live in such a different time now that you could literally watch child abuse happening every day in a video and get more and more intense. And then like, it's just a channel that you watch.
All right, guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our sponsors. This is for fans over the age of 21. I want to tell you a little bit about my newest favorite vape pen from MePod.com. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. Don't I know it? I've been vaping this for months now. From the day that MePod came on board and sent me my very first tester MePod, I've been completely obsessed. I have three of them in different colors. This is something we never talk about on the ad read. They look really cool. I have this pink one, light pink. I have a purple one. If you're not a bitch, they make black ones too. They're super fucking cool. For all of you vapers out there, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the products at MePod.com, because if you are a smoker or vapor, you're really going to love them. The one that I've been using is the new MePod 2.0, the best refillable vape on the market today. And I could attest that that's actually true. I've gone through so many vapes that have just died on me out of nowhere, been leaking for no reason, have shit battery. The MePod 2.0 has absolutely none of those awful attributes that I just listed. This thing is truly the perfect vape. You could refill with any vape juice flavor that you prefer, which is really cool. And then it's got a long-lasting battery and a small and sleek design. MePod also has a wide variety of disposable vapes available at MePod.com, including top-selling brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, and Airbar. I think fans of disposables will be particularly into the Draco disposable vape, because it lasts for 6,500 puffs. Whoa, that's a lot. For those of you who like flavors, MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options and flavored disposables. That's pretty cool. So if you get the MePod 2.0 from them and you're like, but where am I going to get my juice? You could also get your juice at the website. It's no problem. No big deal. MePod also has a decent variety of vaping options for 420 consumers. Cool, bro. Lastly, MePod has fast shipping, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MePod. Go support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod.com. That's MePod.com. And if you use the promo code BROAD, BROAD, you're going to get 20% off your order. One more time, that's promo code BROAD at MePod.com, MePod.com, 20% off. Dope. All right, let's get back to it.
Have you seen the account that's coming out against all of the family vloggers? Like, mm-hmm. One after another, she'll be like, this is a popular family vlogger that you've probably seen. Let's take a look at the comments. You know, the little girl, Everly something or other?
Yeah, they
little blonde girl.
Weird energy.
really weird energy. So this lady will go through pages like that and then focus just on the comments. And it's all fucking dudes. It's all grown men in the comments being like, real cute today, Everly. Let's see some more. It's like shocking that the parents post it.
And the parents see that and they keep posting.
Mm-hmm. There's one account. Fun. There's one account where the parents are, I wish I knew the name of the account. They're taking it one step further and actually selling framed images of their daughters. Like if you're a big fan of our TikTok, buy an image of our daughter. And they're like, they're weird. Like the girl is dressed up to look like a teenager. She's like 8. It's weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Dance pictures, selling dance pictures to strange men.
I don't like that.
Mommy, keep one in your wallet, please. That's it.
Mommy, get it together. Dance mommy.
Dance mommy. Come on.
Stop. Dance mommy, I don't want to ride in John's Porsche.
Dance mommy, I want a break today.
Dance mommy, I'm tired. Yeah, dude, it's fucked up. You know, sometimes I do this really a few times I've done this to prove a point to people about social media, this exact point you're making. And I go and pick any young, cute, like it could be a Disney Channel star. It could be those girls that are like cute dancers on Instagram. Like, and I just go and click on the people that are following them. And when you click on it, it is quite literally the demographic is 25 to 60 year old men.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. It's so weird. I don't understand why.
And then sometimes I click on those guys' profiles and I start checking those guys out. And a lot of them are regular men with families. And that,
you know what else is weird?
That's the really fucked up part.
Like, there's like this, like, I guess people get this like gratification from having a ton of followers, right? So they're like, if I'm not interesting enough, like to get all these followers, but my kid is super fucking cute, I could probably get 100,000 followers off my child. Like, I don't know that that would check that box for me and actually gratify me the same way my page having 100,000 followers would. No, like, stop living vicariously through your children. No,
I'd be like, why does he get likes and not me? I'd be all pissed all the time.
Fuck you. I'm not running this page anymore, son.
Wow. You got likes? Well, guess who gave you those titties? Mommy.
If your children have more followers than you, there's a problem with you.
Yeah.
You have so many more friends than them.
Yeah.
If your children have more followers than you, you're exploiting them.
Well, there was a huge thing that I think, I don't know, we might have talked about it on this podcast a few years ago, that like people on YouTube were like, there's mothers that will post breastfeeding mother on YouTube and just do it for the views.
Why not just get an OnlyFans and post your actual breasts and get views?
Because the thing the men like seeing is the breastfeeding, which is the sickest part.
That's so weird, dude. Also, like a video of breastfeeding doesn't really like need to exist besides for whatever like sexual reason men want to watch it. Nobody's watching it for any other reason. You're right.
One video on YouTube for breastfeeding, and it should be made in a cartoon animation on how to breastfeed.
How to breastfeed.
And it should be a man's voice.
Like so that the men, if they could mansplain breastfeeding to us?
No, so if men look it up, it's not like a woman's voice. And then you place the nipple, it's like they'll get all turned on. It should be
the man recording is like, so take your titty out.
It should be a new age breastfeeding video where the woman is a bearded lady breastfeeding a baby. With a big pot belly. It'll still hit a certain demographic because men are into everything, but it'll be a much smaller demographic than men that are into breastfeeding, I bet.
Yeah. So basically just like a man breastfeeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I like it. I don't hate that.
It's wild.
Kimmy, are you going through? Sorry, go ahead.
What were you going to ask?
I was asking if you're going through massive changes in your life because you've debuted like 5 new hairstyles in the last couple weeks.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
I took another bite of peanut.
Why?
Now I'm ashamed. I didn't realize how chewy they were.
Didn't you remember from the intro how chewy the peanut was?
I just remember how tasty it was.
How big are these peanuts?
They're good peanuts. They're nice.
I've never even seen peanuts that you make your mouth sound like it's full before.
Come to New York. I'll give you the peanuts you need.
You'll give me the nut of my life.
I'll give you these nuts.
The podcast is getting really funny, you guys. I've done, you know, when did I start doing this? A few weeks ago, I was playing around and I said, 420 was when this started.
Okay.
420, I was like, I want to go, me and Sarah, we're going to go take some pictures and stuff. And I was like, I want to do something new with my hair. I kind of tried pigtails the day before, like low ones, but it was like little. And then I did those TikTok ones.
When you're a grown woman and you try to put low pigtails in, it truly reminds you of every day of your life that you've been aging for.
If you put pigtails in when you're 30, you're 40 now.
If I put pigtails in now, in an hour, I'll look 10 years older than I am now somehow. It ages you faster.
And you'll stay that way. It's like, yeah. The universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can't fucking put low pigtails in. I tried it already. But I've been feeling the high pigtails braids energy lately.
I love it.
Yeah. She's young.
She's a young space queen.
Also, I think it shapes my head better. I don't know how to explain that, but I think
it's like Minnie Mouse ears. They help everybody.
I think because I have a slightly rounder face, usually when my hair is up on each side, it makes my face skinnier.
Yeah, no, it definitely helps. I feel like Minnie Mouse ears looks good on everybody, dude.
No, it definitely helps. Please. Dude, me and Sarah were taking videos. We went on that hike that we went on before. That
rock. I love that hike.
Yeah, we went in. Oh, God, you should have seen it in the spring.
I'm coming back, baby.
The flowers. It was like you were in another country, but the flowers were like up to our shoulders. And
I love that.
And then the wind would, we are in a huge field of sage, and then the wind would come through and it would smell like sage, like through the plants because they were so tall. It was fucking, it's nuts in Topanga. It's a different.
I'm moving to Topanga one day, I'm telling you.
I want to move to Topanga now. I've been moving, but I don't know if I should.
I think you'd be really happy there.
You think so? I have the opportunity to live there for free for 3 months.
Why would you not do that? Are you crazy?
I'd have to take care of 3 cats.
That's nothing. Cats are the easiest things to take care of. But just have litter.
I'd be there every day to do it. And then I have to commit to taking care of 3 animals for 3 months.
That's too long.
Too long. I don't know where I'm going to be.
That's too long. That's annoying though, because it's a great deal for free for 3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I know. It was very, very tempting. And it was a nice place too. But I was like, I don't think I can commit to that. I was like, I have work. Like, I have things. I have to be on the road and shit. I can't be like, I have to take care of my 3 cats. It's like,
Just be a cat lady for 3 months.
No.
You hate cats.
I hate cats. I just love the thing, and I'd be by the beach.
All right, guys, let's take a second to talk about one of our sponsors. Right now, I'm talking to Auto Mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you guys about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now, head to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One more time, rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. When you order, just make sure you tell them that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, Kim, did you see the Our Father documentary on Netflix?
No, what is that?
It's so good. Okay. It's about this doctor from like the Midwest. He is an infertility doctor. And so over the course of time in the 80s, he switched out the fucking donor semen with his own semen over 100 times.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
So now in this one like little 25-mile radius, there's like 94 half siblings that didn't know about each other.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild. That guy was shooting loads into strangers like nobody's business.
Dude, he was just injecting loads into strangers. Truly like it was his job.
Yeah, can we see it, Mike?
Yes. I hope the trailer includes this fucking awesome moment where one of the daughters of the guy, mm-hmm. when she found out that her father, she's like in her mid-40s when she found out that her father wasn't her real father and that the doctor was or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this really dramatic scene where she's like crying and she's like, and what did they do with my dad's semen? Did they just throw it away like it was nothing?
No, she's crying for her dad's cum.
She's crying for her dad's spilt seed.
No, she's missing her dad's seedies.
She felt really bad for the other spermies that never made it into her mama.
Funny that she would think, she was like, and what about my dad's cum?
Huh? Dude, I watched that documentary with my parents and I could not hold it together, dude. I was like, what does she think happens to most cum? Like literally like 95% of cum goes in the trash, dude. Relax.
Did you say that out loud about her dad's cum?
Yeah, so I was like, does she think this is the first or the last time that her dad's fucking semen went into the trash can? That's crazy.
Were your parents laughing?
My dad got a great laugh out of it. Yeah. You know all about it.
He's like, yeah, I've thrown a load in the trash.
I felt different. I was 35 and I take a DNA test.
When I opened up Ancestry, I had over 3,000 hits.
All of these random names were popping up and it said close family.
We all matched the name Klein.
Dr. Klein was the best infertility doctor in Indianapolis.
Right then, I knew Klein was our biological father. So that's when strange things started happening.
I think it was some sick experiment for
him. It's disgusting.
How the fuck did no one know? For decades.
I had to tell my husband. We're just now finding out that Julie is not yours.
I reached out.
It's a lot. Also, one of the daughters, found out again when she was like in her 40s. And it turns out she's been going to him as a gynecologist.
Oh.
Isn't that fucked up?
Not daddy in her puss.
Not daddy in the pussy. Oh. Not secret dad in the secret place.
Oh.
Not my secret father in my chamber of secrets.
Dude, it's fucked. That's fucked. But it's also like, yeah, that must be so gratifying for him. Well, until those ancestry, you know, the first year when those started becoming popular, he was like, gulp.
Yeah. And that's how it came out, too.
Yeah.
But another couple of major factors here are that, first of all, he wouldn't have been able to, like, be a donor because of all of the, like, pre-existing conditions he has. So, mm-hmm. like, all of the kids are sick with the same thing, which kind of sucks. And then beyond that, he only did it to blonde hair, blue eyed women.
It was a race thing.
And they're all sickened by it. They're like looking around. They're like, we look like Hitler's babies.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
do you think he actually went to school to become a doctor to do that?
Or you think he just slipped into it one day? He just found the temptation got over, like overcame him. I think he probably went to school for it.
I think he went to school. Like this was, he thought it was his purpose.
I think we just haven't found the manifesto that this dude at one point wrote. Oh. It's like in his house somewhere. He also never went to jail. He got fined $500 total.
No.
Yes. Yeah, he's out there. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't finish it. Once I saw how many kids he was having, I was like, all right, I'm out. I can't.
It's so weird, dude. It's such a crazy story.
It is. That is crazy. That's fucked.
Because it's like really not that big of a deal until one of them fucks their brother.
Yeah.
Like that's where there's a big step up in it being a really big problem is like once like siblings are married.
The same town. That definitely happened. That definitely happened.
You think so? Well, they're saying that like there's definitely a bunch of siblings who just never did a 23andMe. Like there's 94 siblings of people who did a 23andMe.
Yeah. Imagine how many people don't do those. Have you done one?
No. And I have one and I've never done it. G Mike, have you done a 23andMe?
Yeah, I did one.
Shut up.
What are you, G Mike? What are you? You're 99.3% Italian.
I'm quite literally 50% Irish. Like, exactly. Like my mom's half is my mom's half. Like they never fucking left the country. And then, the other half is like 40% Italian. And then like all just Europe bullshit. Like a mutt, a Dago Guinea mutt.
That's crazy that we still have purebreds out here.
I want to do one.
Yeah, you should.
I want to do one because I feel like when people ask me what I am, I just make stuff up.
Well, what's your dad?
I don't know because I feel like he makes stuff up.
So you should definitely do one.
Can you guys
maybe
do
one of these guys'
episode?
Siblings?
I would love to do one for an episode. So he's told me that he's Irish, which the last name sounds Irish, and that his mom was Native American. His mom was a half Native American. I don't know, dude. I looked it up. The last name's English. So I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Let's do it.
I would love to know.
Yeah, let's do it. 100%. I like that.
I want to do it.
We can find out we're secretly sisters.
Can we charge it to the podcast?
Tell Lewis.
That's, you know what? We're charging it to the pod. Lou, I'm finding out what I am.
Out who I am is so dramatic.
I'm finding out who I am. That's why I have these buns.
I saw a TikTok yesterday that made me laugh so hard where this girl was talking about how when she was younger, when she was like 7 and her older sister was 10, her older sister sat her down and told her that they'd been lying to her and that she's like, I'm your real mom and mom's really your grandma. And the baby sister looked up at her and went, mom? And she laughed at her. Kids are so dramatic.
Sisters too. I would you know what I did to my sister April? I would ask her for a massage and I would tell her I would pay her and I would steal money out of her own piggy bank and pay her through her own money.
That's evil.
I know.
That's so mean. Kids are so dramatic for no reason. I love it.
Mom? Dude, you want to hear something really scary that happened when we were younger? Me and April used to watch Disney movies in bed like really late at night. So she would like come into my room and we'd just like watch movies in my bed. And one day we were laying in bed. It was probably like midnight and we were watching a Disney movie and our door opened and it was Haley, our younger sister. And Haley was probably like, April was probably 10. I was probably like 14. April was like 9. I was 14. And Haley was like 3 or 4. And so Haley comes in the room. She's so little. She's holding her blanket. And she was like not really like a cry baby. Like she didn't really cry that much. She was always pretty cool. Like how she is now. And she comes in the room. She opens the door and she's like, like doing one of those. And me and April instantly sit up. We go, what's wrong? And she goes, There's a girl in the bathtub with flies. Just like that. She said there was a girl in the bathtub with flies on her.
No, I believe she saw it too.
I believe she saw it too. She was so fucking upset. And me and April looked at each other and she was by the door and we're like, get away from the door. I remember we both did that at the same time. We were like, come here. And she ran into the bed with us.
I love that you didn't even check for a quote unquote girl in the bathtub. You just assumed it was a ghost.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's like in some reality, you could, a murdered body in the bathtub could attract some flies. Like maybe you should have checked.
It visually makes so much sense for a 3-year-old to say, but never have seen or experienced.
Yeah.
Like, how did she know that bodies get flies on them?
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy.
She was just a baby. She's only watched like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse her whole life.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to be so like it must be so disturbing when your own child who you love more than anything in the world, who you're so used to being just cute all the time or like a little annoying or whatever, when they literally say something that terrifies you and you have to be kind of scared of your own child's presence in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucked.
Like I used to do like crazy things. I feel like if I wanted something from my parents' bedroom while they were sleeping, like in effort to not wake them up, I would get on my hands and knees and like crawl through the doorway. And it's like, can you just imagine as an adult seeing it? Like the, you don't have that same frame of mind. So if you see a kid crawling in the middle of the night, I would swear to God, I think it's The Grudge.
Yeah, I'd kick it. I would kick the fuck out of my kid. Sorry.
Or like you ever like watch your parents sleep? You're just standing there watching them for whatever. Maybe you're thinking about something you want to get away with. Or you're making sure they're asleep or whatever.
Yes.
But
like, they always wake up. They always feel it, dude.
I'm never putting my daughter in a nightgown because it's like I can't have a child in a nightgown staring at me in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I used to stand. Yeah, because or when you were sick and you would want to go in there, but you'd almost feel guilty waking them up. So you kind of would just stand there.
But yeah, you're standing there waiting for them to move or something.
And would your mom wake up like,
yeah, like terrified. Dude.
It would scare me. That's why I would stand there, because I knew I was about to be scared by the way she was scared.
Dude, there's like I think that's just a mother daughter thing. The scare and counter scare interaction happens all the fucking time, dude.
Constantly. My mom's always scaring me. I'm always scaring her.
In the middle of the day, too, it's like if my mom's just like sitting on the couch watching TV, you know how my parents' living room is set up, that you could be behind the couch. So you could come into the room and be behind the couch. Uh-huh. I'm like, first of all, this woman puts bells on the doors. So it's like, I don't know how there's a world where you didn't fucking hear me come into this room. But it's like the second I'm within her line of sight, she jumps like a cartoon, like a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like I thought her head's going to hit the ceiling. Like
moms have those scared instincts, dude. That's how they keep yeah. people alive. They just have to be on edge all the time.
I guess so. And it really is terrifying. It scares you back instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember growing up in the middle of the night and having to go get your mom?
Mm-hmm. I threw up. That's what they all say, dude. I threw up.
Throwing up when you were a kid, like having like a stomach flu. I had so many stomach flus when I was a kid, it seems like.
Well, I feel like at this point in my life, I know if I'm going to throw up. I know my stomach's weird. I'm like, I might have to throw up in a couple minutes. Like as a kid, I would just projectile vomit out of fucking nowhere in the back of the car, on my grandma's shoes. I mean, I have just vomited in the most inconvenient places ever.
Oh, no. You know what would happen to me a lot if I was a kid? If this is... You ever just remember child abuse? You're about to say it out loud and you go, oh, that's abuse. I remember, I literally just remembered one time my aunt and her boyfriend were like fighting. It was like my aunt, my mom and my aunt, they were always in like some sort of domestic dispute with their partners and then they lived together. So they would have boyfriends that they would physically fight with, but also live together. So there would always be shit. And I remember one day it was my aunt's turn to have a dramatic day and her boyfriend were having a dramatic day. And I swear to God, they starved us all day because we were like going to police stations and chasing this man for like a stolen locket and like, and all this shit. And like when I was younger, if I didn't eat like in a few hours, I would vomit all day.
Like it was like an upset tummy from being too hungry.
Yes. And I still get, if I'm still hungry now, I'll get so fucking nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
That's me too. I get that.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting close, honestly.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hey, put another mouthful of nut in.
I can't. I've been looking at my nut cup.
Let me see the nut. Can you point it towards the camera?
It's got like trail mix. It's got nuts, some chocolate, some M&Ms.
I love whenever Alex pretends she's eating something healthy. She never mentions that it's just chocolate with a few peanuts.
It's just chocolate.
Not Alex pretending she's having a full pack protein. She's drinking a Monster Energy and some M&Ms.
I have actually been eating healthy recently, and I'm only drinking soda one day a week. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. It's because I got on the scale at my parents' house last week, and I gained 20 pounds since I've been dating Mike.
That's great.
I guess it is, but I also am going to Italy next month, and I was hoping to gain the weight in Italy. Now I feel like I can't gain another 10 in Italy.
You can.
You think so?
Yeah. And Italy is different. You're walking a lot. Their bread doesn't have like the gluten ours does in it.
That's
like,
true. People are telling me that the food in Italy is not as fattening as Italian food in America, which I believe.
Yeah. It's like I've heard people go to Italy and have a great time and don't feel like they gained a bunch of weight. Drink good wine. Are you going to have wine while you're in Italy? You have to.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm going to be getting my drink on. That's French.
But the same thing, right?
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of my personal favorite sponsors, an amazing sponsor from the makers of Yo Kratom. It's YoDelta.com. If you guys want to get high, this is the place to go. These motherfuckers want to keep you guys high all summer long with their amazing Delta 8 products. You guys might be wondering what Delta 8 is. Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally get you high. It's legal in the majority of states, and it's pretty dope. Yo Delta makes vapes. They make gummies. Both of them are really awesome. I've been switching back and forth, honestly. Like, for a while, I was a gummy person. For a while, I became a vape person. Now, I just use them as needed, whichever one it is. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should definitely be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com. This is the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. How cool is that? So one last time, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off your weed. Like, how cool is that? 25% off your drugs. Why not? YoDelta.com. Do it.
You don't remember Nutgate?
No, I remember Nutgate 2022.
Remember all what happened with the whole nut situation? Okay. I gotta tell you, I went back to Sarah's and I put the ears back on and I'm into being an elf.
I know that about you already. And when I tell you, it's like, when me and you are apart, I feel like I get jealous of 10% of your Instagram posts. And it's like the other 90%, I'm like fully happy that you're out there doing your own thing. And then like 10% of them make me a little bit jealous because I'm like, I wish I was out there hanging out with Kim. But never have I seen anything on the internet that made me as jealous as seeing you dressed as Elfalina and me not there. Okay. I couldn't even talk to you that day. I said, you know what? She was Elfalina without me. I think I'm not going to call.
Now you're being mad at me because I was Elfalina.
No, I know there's always a little Elfalina in you, but like, I want to be there when she comes out.
I know. Sarah had to like, I was like, we were going to the beach. We were going back to the beach and I was like, should I wear them? And I was like, oh, they're on my ears. And Sarah was like, I guess there she is.
There she is. Did you get your custom ears yet? Kimmers?
No, remember I was seeing that guy who was going to buy me custom ears, but then we stopped talking before.
That's bullshit. You know what? That guy is bullshit and the whole thing is bullshit. I'll tell you right now, because he said that he ordered them on Amazon that night and you guys didn't stop seeing each other for like another 2 weeks. So he was holding those ears hostage and I hope they always make him think of you.
I love that. And you know, what's funny is when he tried to piss me off when I told him I didn't want to talk to him anymore. And one of the last things he wrote was, do you want the ears? And I was like, not this motherfucker trying to get me back with elf ears because he knows I like being an elf.
It's like, no, dude, I'll get my own ears. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got $11.99, sweetie.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
So wait, did you wear them to the beach?
No, Sarah looked at me all weird and then I took them off.
Kim, if you want to go out and be elves like one day when we're in Florida next week, I could probably order us a couple ears. We can get you some Puerto Rican ears and we could elf it up down.
I don't think Puerto Rican elves exist.
Well, then you don't know nothing.
Okay. Maybe we should.
All of Santa's elves are Puerto Rican, by the way. Every last one of them.
That's why my toys do that.
What do they do? What do your toys do, Kim? That's why all my toys vibrate.
I have nothing to say. I couldn't even think of anything. I'm out. I'm done.
Dude, these Zoom shows are so hard. I cannot wait to be in person with you again.
You guys, we know we're putting out a Zoom show. We know you fucking hate it. We hate not being together. It sucks dick and balls. But next episode, we will be together. We will be in Florida. Who knows?
Two episodes from now.
We'll be together. We have to do one more of these?
One more.
Well, the next episode, we promise we'll do drugs.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm in.
A little mushy Zoom
next week. Really bring the creativity to the table. Really bounce some shit off one another.
And then after that, we're in Florida together, sweetie. We might be fresh off a garage sale. We might go see Sue. We might go nude snorkeling at the beach.
We might be elves.
We might be elves.
Dude, right. Nude snorkeling, but with elf ears.
I'm in. Say no more.
Okay.
Water. That's me. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Broad
Talk. I am being a marine elf.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Carly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinshank. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And Houston, if you're in Houston, I will be there at the Riot Comedy Club May 27th, May 28th. Please buy tickets. Come out. Come support me. Love you guys. Alex, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like the show, you could head to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code topics, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial to Gas Digital, where you get access to every single episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chats, a whole bunch of good stuff. Also, you can catch this show on iTunes every Monday. If you listen on iTunes, you want to catch the video version, but you don't want to pay for Gas Digital, head to our YouTube channel, subscribe there, podcastmerch.com, and stick in Portly every Monday right after Legion of Skanks, only on Gas Digital. That's it for me.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.